Like to call order the.
Thank you, dear.
Like to call order the Town of Montville Town Council regular meeting of December 8th, 2025. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good evening, Agnes. Could you please do a roll call, please?
Councilor Baker.
Here.
Councilor Barron.
Here.
Councilor Vasquez.
Here.
Councilor May.
Here.
Councilor Novak.
Here.
Councilor Sebelia is absent. Councilor Sliver.
Here.
Okay. As far as I know, we have no special recognitions or presentations. Moving to alterations to the agenda. I'd like to make a motion to remove 15A and 16M.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? Any other alteration to the agenda? All right, discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Barron.
Favor.
Councilor Vasquez.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Sliver.
Favor.
Second, the 16.
All right.
A and B.
All right, consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of November 10th, 2025, and the special meeting minutes of November 21st.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
2025.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Barron.
Favor.
Councilor Vasquez.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Here, favor.
Favor on November 10th. I need to abstain from the special meeting on the 21st. I was not present.
Councilor Sliver.
Favor.
At this time, we're going to go consider an act on a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Public Safety Commission, Planning and Zoning Commission, and Building Code Board of Appeals. Discussions to include members of the Town Council and Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Barron.
Favor.
Councilor Vasquez.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Sliver.
Favor.
All right. Note the time, 7:03. Entering an executive session, and I will be calling members to be interviewed here shortly. All right, let me call the meeting back to order. It is 7:50 and no votes were taken. All right. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. State your name and your address for the record, please.
Steve Stewart, 55 Glendale Road, Oakdale, and I'm on the vice chairman of the Public Safety Commission. We had our meeting just before yours, and unfortunately we didn't have a quorum, but we did discuss items 16, E, and F, and I personally am in favor of them. But we will formally address that at our regular meeting, which may be a special meeting in January, unless we need to have a special meeting to address this item.
But in your opinion, there's no reason why we cannot take this up tonight.
Correct.
All right, thank you. And And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Right, moving on, communications. I believe we all got a email, copy of our email in our inbox. And do we have any other communications? Mayor? So, Agnes, did you get that?
Oh, make sure you have it.
Reports from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor?
Those items are on the agenda already tonight.
Okay. And remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred.
I just start off with the police department, if they would make a report.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Just wanted to give you an update on the ACO facility. As many of you have seen, I'm sure, just driving by, there's been quite a change over the last month. They got the parking lot completed. They've done a lot of the spreading of the loom. They're not going to be able to seed it, obviously, until the spring once the weather breaks. It's been, all the doors are in. It's watertight. WPCA was able to bring over their generator that's been hooked up and has been running for the past 5 or 6 days. It's doing well. I just wanted to thank WPCA for letting that be over there. They're starting to heat up the place so that they can start taping, doing the floors. It's going to be a little bit. We're waiting for the permanent power to be put in, which hopefully will be this week. So we're hoping within the next month or so that it'll be fun, you know, completed, and then we'll be in there not long after that. We'll just need to get a state inspection, which I'm working on coordinating with a sliding scale, depending on when they're done. And that's what I have with that. And unless you have any questions,
just a couple. Just the animal control facility, the generator. It's, I know we approved it last month. Has it been ordered? Is it on its way?
That I don't know. I believe it has. I don't know when, if they have an expected date yet, but it was like 16 or so weeks, I think, or 26
to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but we have the WPCA generator as a backup.
Correct. That is, and that will stay on site until the permanent generator gets there. And we're working out, you know, once the permanent power gets set up, we'll be just basically working out a way of notifying our dispatch when power goes out so that we can have that generator started to take over.
Right. And it's being used now for a temporary heat too, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Any questions for Lieutenant Radford?
Brian, did you ever find out about the alarm for that? Did you ask him about that, that question you had?
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Okay.
About the alarm system.
Oh,
fire,
yes.
Fire intrusion, all that kind of stuff. We had talked about that in one of the construction meetings that we had at the trailer before I left there. So we're working on getting information and seeing where that's going
to
go.
Yeah, to see how it's going to set up and what's going to be in there as far as the availability that IT will have for the equipment in there to notify dispatch.
All right. Thank you very much.
If I could have a report from the finance department, Julie Chapman.
Good evening, Julie Chapman, finance director. The finance department has had a successful month completing open projects. We completed the town's fiscal year 24 audit, finalized the official statement for bond sale, and we also had our credit rating presentation with S&P. Finance, planning, assessment, and the Board of Education contributed to the town retaining a strong AA rating. After the rating, the town went out to bond for $6.5 million for previously approved projects that included the track and fields and road improvements. And due to the strong rating secured during the presentation, we secured financing at a competitive rate as well. We're currently preparing to start preliminary work on the fiscal year 25 audit that should start in mid-January. And then after the holidays, we'll start the budget process for the capital improvement plan and operating budgets.
All
Does anyone have any questions?
I just want to say that I don't know if you guys caught that, but the AA rating, Julie and her finance department and some of the finance committee's hard work enabled us to get a better rate on our bond, which saves the taxpayers money. And I just want to say thank you very much for your hard work on that, because that shows. And the audit, people don't mind, we were actually audited twice last year, an operational audit and then another audit, and we did very well in that. So I just want to say thank you very much and congratulations on that, on your hard work.
Thank you.
So, any questions for Julie?
No. Thank you, Julie. Doing a good job. Thank you. And if I could have Dennis Goodere, the land use director, make a report.
Good evening. Dennis Goodere, director of land use and development. Brief update on the CIF round 5 grant for the revive and renew Route 32 and 163. There were two public workshops over the last few weeks, one at the senior center during the day. We had a small turnout, and then another had a decent turnout of maybe 50 or 60 individuals on the 20th of November. I wrote down December. That was November. I'm ahead of myself. The results for those that were in attendance, there was a survey that was done that night. The results are going to be posted on the project website tomorrow. And that survey will also be online for individuals that weren't able to attend to participate as well. We also completed and submitted the CIF Round 8 grant on Friday. That is underway, a deep grant for the trail project in Blue Way along the Thames River. This is going to be submitted next week. I have also engaged, or they engaged us, the Department of Housing, the State Department of Housing, to discuss their technical assistance program and to see if there is a need to help us financially to fund any additional studies to further housing and also overcome regulatory barriers that might be in place to promote housing in the town, which is timely because the commission, Planning and Zoning Commission, will be discussing updating the POCD in various zoning and subdivision regulations as well. So their funding may be able to support that and complement the needs with other funding that we may need to request from an appropriations. There has been two recent legislative bills passed. The first, Public Act 2533, is related to various environmental matters, such as single-family homes are no longer exempt under CAM. We need to update regulations associated with that matter, and then also any work that is done within a flood hazard area, no matter where you are, even if you're not in the CAM area, it needs to be referred to DEEP under CAM. That's an update, along with some other minor updates. The largest impact is House Bill 8002, which was signed by the governor about a week ago, which is the overhaul of housing programs in the state of Connecticut to promote workforce affordable housing and attainable housing. There's a number of matters from some of the mundane of not regulating recycle bin locations to no parking minimums, as of right housing, which we kind of already cover already. We don't have a lot of special permits, so there's just really solidifying the process to help us obtain and become available or eligible for funding as some new programs come online over the course of the next 24 months. And the town will now need to establish a fair rent commission as well. We're over the threshold, either as our own or as a regional, or opt into the regional fair housing or fair rent commission. The Council of Governments right now has not addressed how they plan to deal with that at the regional level. And there, the Housing Growth Fund, which is also part of the housing bill of 8002. We do now need to update our housing growth plan. Again, that is similar to the Fair Rent Commission. We can go alone, do our own local plan, or go in with the regional plan. We're trying to weigh what the pros and the cons are there, understand how the regional council of governments will be approaching it, but also this time next year, the state is going to be distributing the mandates of what every town's fair share of affordable housing is going to be. Not sure what that is going to look like right now, but we've got 2 years to create our own plan. I think it's by July 1st or June 1st of 2028. Your plan needs to be adopted. So there's a lot of work that's got to happen, and some of the regulatory matters have to be adopted by July 1st of 2026. We're still all, a lot of the planners, we've been talking collectively together. We're trying to understand what that all means for all of us, you know. We're doing our best to stay up on top of it, staff, everybody. Those are our main highlights.
Thank you, Mike.
I have a few questions for Mr. Great. The Fair Housing Commission, is that something this town council needs to appoint these commissioners?
Fair Rent Commission?
Fair Rate Commission.
Yeah, I believe it'll probably need to be a new commission established under the charter. And then there would need to be an appointment and find volunteers.
When is that fair rate?
It needs to be
2028?
July 1st, 2026 is when that
needs to be. Oh, it is?
So we've got basically
6 months.
6 months to get a fair
rent
commission. So what is, how we need to advertise or get that out there so we can start getting people to apply for that?
So yes, that's assuming you don't want to opt into the Regional Council of Governments Fair Rent Commission.
Well, this is one of those we don't know what we don't know. So if we want to have our own agenda, we need to have our own commission. If we're going to rely on someone else's advice, we have to know what that advice is before we can make that decision. So when will you have that information, or do we have to go find that information?
On the Fair Rent Commission?
We're going to take the Regional Housing Authority.
Yeah, when I spoke with Amanda, in correspondence with Amanda Kennedy last week, they at that time hadn't even been approaching how to approach it. So they don't even know what it looks like on their end yet. So.
Well, I think we need to be preparing to get a commission on our own until we know better. Mayor, we're going to have to start working on...
It's going to be... we're having a hard enough time filling the vacancies that we have now and not adding another commission to our agenda. We're going to see what the COG has got to offer, and Dennis and I will be talking about it, and we'll make the recommendation to the town council when we learn more.
Well, I fully understand that, but that's not... The rule is we got to have something in place by July 1st, 2026, which is approximately 6 months away, 7 months away. So,
Dennis, is that because I thought that depending on the size of the town, that's
over 15,000 people in population.
Yeah, they changed that. It was 20, and they dropped it down to 15.
They dropped it down to 15. Yeah.
I don't think they have enough to do in Hartford. I think they just make up whatever they go along. Tell you the truth.
Well, I just want to say that I think. You know, I know holidays coming up, and I think we need to have for our next town council meeting. I'd like to have either a somewhat of a plan of how we're going to achieve this. In that point, it'll be 5 months. So, I think we need to, you know, at least start considering how we're going to attack that.
Yes.
Second question I have is on the CAM, the culture. It involves now. All single-family residential homes. Is there a way? Because right now, any residence or any property within 1,000 feet of the shoreline. Is that correct?
Currently, yes.
What is it going to be now?
Well, CAM is 1,000.
Okay.
1,000.
But it includes.
It hasn't changed. But now, in the past, prior single-family homes were exempt from CAM. Now they will not be exempt from CAM.
Yeah, because in my profession, I do a lot of CAMs, but I want to know, do we have a map or any GIS information that we could be presenting to the Mottville residents that show if their properties are in a CAM? Do we have
our GIS online? I don't recall if our CAM line is clearly defined on there. We'll have to talk with our GIS.
And also, folks. We'd also put it on our street card if it's in, like they do flood zones or anything, that this is in a CAM region, because I think people need to know that before they start developing.
Whether it's on everybody's assessor's card, property card, I know there are zoning districts on there. Whether that type of overlay zone is on there also, I don't know. I'd have to look at that.
And then the housing growth plan, you mentioned that we're going to be looking at a regional plan first. I just don't know how they're going to look at, say, a town like Sprague or Lebanon compared to East Lyme or Mottville. Those are all, I mean, East Lyme, Mottville are similar, but how does that work as far as a housing growth plan?
I think professionally, that's how that's my concern is if we opted into the regional plan, what does that really, is there a real true benefit for the town of Mottville by going the route of the regional versus doing our own? I think we're in a position now with what needs to be done on the regulatory side with the zoning and subdivision regulations. We've got a POCD that dates back to 2010 and had a very minor update in 2022 that comprehensively should be looked at. I think if all of those should be looked at in tandem, and as I'm talking with the Department of Housing on funding sources and what they're willing to provide, and this is on a rolling basis, so to find out how they can fund for the town of Mottville to develop that plan. But this is something with all the analysis that needs to happen, looking at buildable area, you have to set aside land that you have to designate. You have to designate how many buildings and how many units that you will be able to achieve. It's going to be something that's going to take time to do, and we're going to need to get going in earnest soon.
Is that something your office can do, or do we need to look at a consultant?
We're not going to have the capacity to do it inside. I mean, we'll certainly be able to provide some technical, review, but there's going to need to be some work done.
So we're going to need to hire a consultant. Yes. So when's the timetable? When's the date that is due? Is that July?
It's due. The housing plan is due June 1st of 2028.
2028. So we got a little time.
It's two and a half years, yes.
So we got to start looking at how we're going to achieve that.
Yes.
So. Yep.
But I think doing it in tandem with some of the other aspects that need to be that should be looked at, the timing is perfect overlap.
All right. So I think we got a little bit of work to do. So be looking forward to hearing from you on that.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
I just want to comment that Dennis has jumped into this responsibilities with both feet. He's taken an awful lot on, and I want to thank him for everything you're doing. You're doing a great job, and appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I do want to mention one other thing, not to put something new on the plate as well, but it goes hand in hand with the Route 32 work that is happening. And I've talked to the mayor briefly about it too, is whether or not the town wants to explore tax increment financing districts to help fund improvements in certain locations. maybe in the January or February meetings coming up or early part of the 2026, I'd be happy to do a brief presentation on what TIF districts are and how the town might be able to benefit from them. Finance and myself and the assessor's office have been starting to talk about that as well. So,
Chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Hi, Dennis. Good evening. You mentioned that the survey results would be online. Is that the Renew 32?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the boxes that you filled out.
Yes. Okay.
That's all being tabulated. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was very well received by wife.
That one
that. She really liked it. It was a good job.
Despite the grainy presentation, but it was good.
All right, good.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Now, if I can have the fire marshal make his debut here to his first report.
Good evening, John Meagle, fire marshal. The month of October was very busy for us. We had the Public Safety Day over at the Home Depot, which was a huge success. A lot of sponsors came by, a lot of kids. It was just overall a great community thing to do, so I'm very pleased that that had happened. Fire Prevention Week was from October 5th to 11th. We went to all the schools, did great. We got a great response from the kids itself. We did go to one of the daycares, which was a success for this year. I'm going to try to keep improving on the fire prevention program. So we went to Little Learners over in Chesterfield, so they loved that. That was great. Let's see here. So the fire prevention program itself has been exploding completely. It's been great. I got people calling me asking to do different things for them. I even did the fire extinguisher prop for the town here over at the town hall, and a lot of people loved it. So it gets a lot of practice in doing it. So my job as the fire marshal isn't only just public relations, but it's to educate the public so that they know what to do in case of an emergency. If there are no fire calls ever in the town, I know that I've reached my top goal, because I've educated our public here in Montville to the top notch. And that's my goal by the time I leave here. So we had inspections. We had over 180 inspections within the past 2 months just alone. Because I'm the only one in there, it's been very busy in the fire marshal's office. It is keeping the community safe. We are still keeping up with it, but it's a difficult task. Over in the risk management side, that's also been busy with a lot of claims from the insurance company, with glass claims and just a couple accidents here and there. And as far as the emergency management side of it, at this time, I'm currently looking into updating the procedures. We did have the Millstone practice drill, which was a success. We had a couple minor tweaks, but that's what the practice drill is all about. Every other year, they actually have the real Millstone drill itself, where the whole state gets involved. This is coming up this year. I think it's in March, if I'm not mistaken, is the time frame for it. So we get evaluated for that. The EMPG grant, which is the grant money that we get every year that pays for a lot of the things in the fire marshal's office, has been submitted. And also it pays for a lot of emergency management items. And that's really about it. One thing I just want to add that I did forget is for the public safety, or for the fire prevention itself, we are using not only the social media, but the town app, to really push out those messages out to the public. Like, we have the cold snap going on right now. We pushed out stuff for the cold snap. We do any type of rainstorm that comes through, we push now. So I'm communicating with Sydney from the mayor's office to put that out to keep our community safe. Again, my job is to keep the community safe when it comes to fire prevention and things of that nature. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, John. I do appreciate the work you're doing. We know you're short, and we're trying to correct that. Public Works, John Carlson.
John Carlson, Public Works Director. So we've had a lot going on since I haven't been. Well, last month we kind of canceled out. So. We have two new employees. I'm still not quite at full staff. I'm still short two, but we hired a new custodian, Jessica Dorsett, and we hired another maintainer, Corey Mees. So it's filling the voids that we had. So I'm full staff for the custodial positions. So I have two and two running around cleaning all the town buildings. The paving, a lot of paving is going on. The Connecticut Boulevard is completed, except for driveway aprons. So when I say completed, they've paved the road, but they haven't completed the driveway aprons. So the dam road has been paved, but not completed on the driveway aprons. Oakwell-Chester section was paved without the aprons. Currently, they're going to wait to do the aprons in the spring due to the late in the season, and it did really get cold. They want to come back in the spring and do it. Maple Avenue is planned to get its final pave this Wednesday. Tomorrow they have a lot of work to catch up on some of the driveway aprons and stuff to get them up to par. We have a couple spots that we want them to fix before they pave on Wednesday. I'm not sure it's going to happen. I'm not sure he's going to get done what he needs to get done for the paving on Wednesday. But if not, it'll probably be pushed to Thursday, provided everything gets going. We completed the drainage on Polly's Lane. That should help the resident at 64 Perdurgo Lane to stop the water from coming back in his backyard. We removed the docks, but I don't have any report on the docks yet. Josh Zahaki has not gotten back to us about when they plan to start the docks. So I was hoping soon, but I haven't gotten a response from him. Camp Oakdale building, the walls are up. They're ready for the did the final grade on the floor. They got the plastic down and the wire mesh. Once they complete the pouring of the concrete floor, they will finish the garage doors, and they will be done with their phase of the project. I am responsible for the electrical. That was cut out of the project in order to save money. All the Camp Oakdale bathrooms are closed at this current time due to the cold. We close them every year this time of year because we don't. The water would freeze and break everything, and nobody uses the pavilions and everything in the wintertime. Anyhow, we do have porta potties at the pickleball courts and up at Camp up by the maintenance shed, and the one at the large pavilion stays there all year round. So we've cleaned about 900 catch basins this year. I started a new program with the laptop on the GIS that allows us to keep track of them better on a computer. It's a layer in the system. I have a few bugs to work out of it that we've learned that sometimes when you build a little database, it doesn't quite work out the way you want it to, so you have to make adjustments for it. One of the nice adjustments we made when we asked the question of what catch basins need attention as they cleaned them, but we can't pull that out of that data without physically looking at every single catch basin individually. We didn't realize that at the time. That would be an important piece of information that would be nice to know. So we're working on getting a few more upgrades to our system, our computer, so that we can better track of what work we're doing on the roads when it comes to catch basins and drainage pipe at times. So last I talked, I don't think Pruitt Place was paved, but it is completed. Everything on Pruitt Place, all that has been paved and taken care of. I'm hoping tomorrow to start Polly's. Tomorrow he's going to pave crossing the road, and then Friday he's going to try to finish the paving of Polly's. So Polly's will be completed by the end of the day Friday, I'm hoping, provided everything works out. If not, it'll be finished the following Monday, I hope. We've been pretty busy trimming trees still, fixing signs, and filling potholes. Every time it rains, you know, potholes come around. We get a lot of requests by email, by phone, text message, and my cell phone. So a lot of things go through the office. I know there's been the new carpet in the senior center is done. I'll be honest with you. I think all the furniture is put back where it's supposed to go, but I'm not 100% positive on that. It's just been busy. Been busy in the office. So any questions? I can go on with more, but I don't want to bore you to death.
Your maintenance shed, is that just like being a part-time job over there?
I think he has a lot going on.
Huh?
You know, well, when they finished it, he had other projects he was moving on to because of the time it took him to get the thing done. I haven't pushed it to get completed, so I don't.
It would be nice to get it completed before we start getting blizzards and stuff like that and snowstorms. Even the electrical, Doug, John. I mean, Parks and Rec has said they would help with some of the electrical costs for some of that. That would be. I drive up there, and I know this is not you, but I mean, is it a fill-in job? Is that what it was? It was promoted. How did that happen?
He came in, and I haven't pushed to get it done. I've had so many other projects going on that kind of got put on the back burner, communication with him. The 16th, he's going to pour the floor. He's going to put the doors in right after.
Okay.
So, by the end of this week, I should have the conduit run for the electrical from the soccer shed into the build, not into the building, but beside the building. So that'll be completed hopefully by the end of this week. And then I have to figure out the rest of the electrical. I have a few ideas, but I got to work with the building official on them. Part of it is us doing some of the work and then have an electrician come in and wire it and install all the fixtures. You know, so that's part of it.
And you're working on the bids, I guess, for our fire escape over here too?
We're working on it. I've talked to multiple contractors, but sometimes people don't call you back when they say, I'll get to you this week, you know, I'll call you, and then I never get a phone call back. And, you know, so you got to kind of hound them a little bit. And I made cold calls, and I got a lot of, hey, I don't do that work anymore. I don't do this, you know. And, you know, Vern was able to do a little bit of research online and found a company out in another state that can build the stairs and everything, but I don't have anyone qualified or with the skills to put the stairs in. That's what my fear is. So I have to hire somebody and find somebody. Doug was suggesting galvanizing the stairs, which is a great idea because then I don't have to worry about them falling apart from the salt, you know, because we have to keep them clean and shoveled and safe so when, you know, meetings are happening, you know. So that's, you know, one of the biggest issues with it. You know, the stairs were kind of band-aided after the building got remodeled because they had grates on them. But then someone said, hey, you can't have grates with high heels so women can't go out. Or I shouldn't say that. People can't go out with high heels on and fall down the stairs as they're getting out in an emergency. So that's when they put the steel plates on top of them. Well, it's kind of almost impossible to paint that kind of stuff that's sitting there, you know. So, but I didn't point.
John, any updates on the fishing pier?
No, I don't have anything. I talked to Kyle. He was supposed to get back to me and didn't get back to me. And I've been kind of busy with all the paving contractors and everybody else going on. So he said he was going to call Josh, but I never got a response from him.
Okay.
So.
Any other questions for? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
For my report, I continue to attend as many commission meetings and committee meetings that I can. I did have to cancel the staff meeting for this month. Had a conflict. I was able to sell off M37, the old M37, for $12,000. And the purchaser was very happy to pick that up for what he was able to get it for. Unfortunately, we weren't able to retain the LED lights that we wanted to in the light tower because of the amount of work. We were led to believe it was going to be simple. It wasn't. It would have required wiring changes, control box changes, and it would have improvised an awful lot. So we decided not to let the not to do the swap on the lights. However, the purchaser was very pleased to get what he got for it, and it added to the $12,000 with a $1,000 donation to the food bank, social services food bank, as well as a $1,000 donation to the toy drive. So we're very happy that, and the purchaser is Sam Petrowski from the old drive-in. And I hate to refer to it as the old drive-in because he hasn't given the business a name yet, but that's coming. Hopefully it'll be the end of January. He'll be able to make an announcement on that. The 23 tanker, I do have some prospective buyers on that. I'm waiting to hear back from them now. That's the tanker that's been sitting there for a couple years. John mentioned that the painting and the carpeting is completed at the senior center. It really looks great. Really did a good job, and I think it took less time than what we anticipated. I'm taking applications now for the deputy fire marshal. We do have some that we're going to be forwarding the names to public safety for scheduling interviews on that. The light parade went very well. I want to thank the fire police, as always. The fire police really add to the traffic control and the security. The police department did a great job in maintaining the detour route and security at the event. Public Works for setting up And the Parks and Rec Director, Peter Bushway, for, he did a great job. I think we had 25 units in the show, and really did a good job. Chesterfield Fire Department has a new fire chief. If everybody isn't aware of that, it's Dave Nelson. And I want to give a thanks to Chief Truex for his 16 years with Chesterfield Fire Company as the chief, and we do appreciate his contributions to the town and to the Chesterfield Fire District. So everybody is aware, NECOG is withdrawing from several towns in the area. Not that we can do anything about it. These towns are going to be left high and dry come July. And we're talking with them to see if there's anything we can do. Chief Blanchette has been gracious enough to consider, and not that we have space, but we'll see what we can do to help them. And I'll be bringing back any agreements that we have to the town council. I think that's it.
You have one more department head out there, or is it?
The tax collector, he's going to give a report when under the item on the agenda.
All right. Any questions for the mayor?
No.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Where are we? Reports from standing committees. Town administration rules of procedure.
On the agenda.
All right. Finance. Just to say, we are had a meeting, and Julie Chapman, our finance director, gave a brief overview, but we've set some new goals for getting some stuff done this year for the finance, and we're looking forward to moving that along and having a good budget this year. Public Works Solid Waste Disposal.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. John covered a lot of the things that I was going to discuss tonight. Thank you, John. I appreciate that, saving me the words. And we've got quite a few items on the agenda that are being worked on. The biggest thing that we want to get cleaned up as quickly as possible are the revised fees for the transfer station, solid waste. So we're working on that. We've had some new ideas that we will be discussing at our next meeting a week from Wednesday night. And I think that's about it.
Since you're talking, let's go right into special committee liaisons. Councilor Baker, Public Safety Commission.
All right, Public Safety had their meeting tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't have a quorum due to sickness. And, of course, my spot being vacant, so they weren't able to make any motions or conduct any business. Let's see here. We had positive correspondence for police officers. Cassidy Ashuni and Sergeant Shepard, along with Officer Todd and ACO Brown, and if I butcher this last name, I'm sorry, Andrews? Okay. For jobs well done and the assistance they gave to taxpayers and citizens. The mayor reported we had a new chief in Chesterfield. There's been an item on the agenda for a long time, which is a motion to approve a policy for systemized and retained firefighter data. EMS charts was the system that the fire service was utilizing. They are now moving to emergency networking, and that will go live in January of 26. Training is ongoing. Matter of fact, they had a training tonight, and then another one on the 22nd, I believe it was. Radios, where we did get word from the state that the frequency banks for the fire department, where radios have been all put together, so we're just waiting to get that finished up. They just had their meeting tonight before this, so I'm just going over my notes. Just bear with me for a second, if you don't mind. I think that's it. That's the most important things that went on tonight. Right. Oh, no, excuse me. Let me go back. In October, the police department had 1,000 calls for service, and for November, they had 841 calls for service. And the fire departments for October had 280 calls for service. We didn't have the November yet. That hasn't been provided to us. We should have that within a couple of days, so a report on that the next meeting. So public safety is busy, as always, doing their job.
Thank you.
Really good. Nice report.
Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations, and Social Services.
We had no meeting scheduled, but the painting, like I think John has said, and the mayor jumped the gun, did my report for me, but that's all right. It looks fantastic down there. We do have to replace the furniture in the library. That was, I think they said that was 37 years old or something, 34 years old, and that is gone now.
That's
all. So it's... we're going to have to replace that. And I'm also going to start promoting for the new bus for the seniors. That bus down there needs to be replaced for our seniors. That's the one that's mainly used on a daily basis. Trips that go to both casinos, they go also on day trips. I don't want to see this bus break down on us. So I'll be talking to you all about that and seeing if there's a way that we can get either some grant money or move from that on some money, some private money on that too. And that's about it.
Right, thank you. Okay. Councilor Jaskowitz, Planning and Zoning Commission.
The director's report, how can I top that?
All right.
But I'll work with Dennis on anything they need, Dennis, any kind of help with the council. It'd be you and I working with the rest of your commission, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Councilor Novak, Economic Development Commission,
yes.
Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
Mm-hmm. So we had an economic development meeting, but we had no quorum from illness. We didn't have enough people. So Dennis and I and a couple others were just tossing some ideas around for the future for the next meeting. And there was no Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund meeting. We should be meeting in January.
Thank you. Councilor Sevilla, the Conservation Commission, Roof Control Authority, Youth Service Bureau. He's not here tonight, so I have to report on that next meeting. Councilor Southard, Board of Education, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, and Parks and Recreation Commission.
Okay, I'll start with the Board of Ed. It was mostly an organizational meeting. They named a new chair, Carol Burgess, new secretary, Tim Shanahan. They approved the 2026-2027 calendar. They had a presentation of the secondary state assessments where Montville, the kids that took the SATs and the PSATs, Montville is right in line with the rest of the state average. And they also made the AP honor roll for the past year with 42% of students taking at least one AP exam, and they actually had two students, and I thought this was impressive, that took five or more AP exams. Wow. So that's a lot of work. Farmers market had no meeting, but the holiday market was extremely successful. We had to expand into the cafeteria this year down at Tile. And that was packed, and it was busy for the entire 4 hours that it was open. So we were really pleased about that. There was no library meeting. However, I just want to mention that the new winter hours have started. You can find those online on their website, and they're having a couple of events coming up. One of those things is self-serve wrapping. You could go down there. They're going to have a station available for families that want to wrap presents, perhaps out of the home. And they will have supplies for people and while they last, but you could bring your own supplies with you. On Saturday, there's going to be a drop-in craft for kids and adults. And story time is still on Wednesdays at 10:30, except for the except for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And Parks and Rec, there was a Girl Scout Troop 36042 came in and gave a presentation about having ferry houses along one of the trails at Camp Oakdale. It was something that they had done at the library, and they want to do it again. They won't be able to do it at the library for reasons unknown. However, it is something that they want to do. The Parks and Rec Commission asked quite a few questions and asked them to come back with some more information. Dennis Cordier gave the commission a presentation regarding the Blue Way grant. There was extensive conversation regarding the large pavilion and other Camp Oakdale improvements and needing a clear, distinctive plan for the commission for these areas. And Director Bushway is working on an update of pavilion rules. And finally, yes, we had the parade, and it was pretty amazing and the most number of parade of units in the parade ever. So it was really successful. They even had a band at the very end and red light. If you saw that, it was pretty cool. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. One thing for Councilor Southard. I don't know if you know this, but the radio stations were advertising that the parade started at 6.
Oh, we heard. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how that happened, but
letting the director know.
I think what happened, they conflicted it with the Norwich starting time and put them together.
Yeah.
But they were there in time. That
they
radio
were there.
Station was there, on time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Item 14, appointments and resignations. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Richard Gladue to the Water and Sewer Commission with a term to expire on January 9th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 All right. 6-0 in favor. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Lindsay O'Brien to the Commission on Aging with a term to expire January 10th, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 6-0 in favor. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Tracy Callahan to the Public Safety Commission with a term to expire on January 10th, 2029.
So moved. I'm sorry. Good.
We got it.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Daniel Bozver to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on January 13th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 6-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint William Pindiaz to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on January 20th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16. Item 15 was removed. Item 16, the town of Montbelair resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $8,677.35. Hold on just a second. As requested by the tax collector.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 6-0 in favor. Item 16B, the town of Montbelair hereby resolves to extend the auditing services of Clifton, Larson, and Allen, CLA, Wealth Advisors, LLC, for the fiscal year 2024-2025 audit for the town of Montville.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this the second time we've done this?
Yeah.
I was told it has to be done every year.
Every year? Have we gone out to bid for them at all?
We have not, because of the lag with the audit.
Mm-hmm.
And to maintain continuity due to being so behind, it's better to just stay with them until
next year, then we'll
so
definitely
maybe
go
next
out.
Year.
We'll definitely got to do it in next year, because I'm a firm believer after a while we might as well. But I understand what you're the pain you've been going through with this, but thank you.
Also, one thing to note, and
there's not too many out there.
There's not a lot out there.
Yeah, when Terry Triad was here, she said there was only like one or two.
Ooh, yeah, we.
So, I don't know if that's changed.
Did they keep the same price?
Yeah.
They didn't. No one does.
All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the 2025 holiday bonuses for town employees on Schedule A.
Excuse me. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Merry Christmas, everyone. All right. The town of Montville hereby resolves to accept the drainage easement, sightline easements, stormwater maintenance access easements, and asphalt pad easement to the town of Montville as shown on plan entitled Town of Montville Planning and Zoning Commission Submission for Proposed Residential Subdivision, 316 Chapel Hill Road, Montville, Connecticut, prepared for Robert Sachs, prepared by BL Companies, dated November 10, 2020, and revised to February
22, 2021. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 16E, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the transfer of $6,887 from account 10480-52164 for Shoreline Traffic Accident Reconstruction Team Faro Scanner.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
The lion's share of this purchase was done by East Lime. I forget what the exact number was. 20,000, Chief?
60,000.
Okay. Yeah, and this is good for 5 years. This amount is good for 5 years.
The takeaway from this is it's exactly what it says it does. It's an accident reconstruction, and it's a really powerful tool that we have access to, and I think it'll make our accident reconstruction a lot more easier and more accurate. So good job on securing this. So why don't we do a vote real quick?
One more question. And also, this can be used at the scene of a fatal fire, correct, for investigation purposes?
Yeah, I've seen fatal
fires. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Anything where you need reconstruction accuracy.
Yep.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16F, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the transfer of $32,200 from account 10480-52164 for the replacement of a police car.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is a Humvee.
Chief.
Well, I was mentioned. Just going to say one of our police cars was totaled, and we had to replace
one of our police cars was totaled in a not at fault accident. Insurance is paying $12,500. I talked to the director of finance in the account where you increase the administrative fees for police private duty jobs. There's approximately $14,000 in there, so this is coming up with the balance. Unfortunately, the car itself is $44,780, and it's another $11,000 to upfit it with the lights and sirens and all the other things.
All right.
Thank you, Chief.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item 16G, consider an act of motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance titled All Terrain Vehicles Ordinance on, we'll do a date, public hearing will be held at Montville Town Hall and the Town Council Chambers.
I don't have a date, not yet. Maybe you and I have to get together.
Why don't we do a second?
Yeah, I'll second that, all right.
I mean, excuse me, we need a first and a second. Sorry.
So moved.
Second.
All right. This discussion. Is this ready? I thought this was pushed back.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. Councilor Cameron, was it?
No, the chief answered my question. I had called the chief because I was concerned. I didn't want to penalize if you were selling the bikes or quads, wherever they are. I didn't want the businesses being penalized. We were going to have, they're going to only have to put up signage. That okay. was my question inside the thing, and we had talked about that. I don't want it'd be just like penalizing someone selling a truck and somebody does something with it. So the chief said they only have to put up.
Yeah, as long as they put up the signs.
It's signs. Right. You know, same with the gas stations, too, yeah. correct, chief?
Yeah. Just saying that if you're
same thing.
Knowingly allowing this or fueling them up. And
so would this allow our police officers to not necessarily chase, but to investigate and seize vehicles?
Well, we have the ability to do that now. However, what the ordinance will do, it'll give us a little bit more teeth. Unfortunately, there's kind of two parts that go along to it. There's the passing of the ordinance, but then there's the setting up of some type of magistrate system within the town, whereas if Bill Blanchett gets a ticket for illegal riding an ATV down the road, and we give him a town ordinance traffic ticket, there's got to be some mechanism for Bill Blanchett to go and plead not guilty or, you know, whatever the case may be to that ticket.
They can't do that at Superior Court?
The problem with doing it with Superior Court is if we, like right now, we can give somebody an infraction ticket and it uses the violation of a town ordinance statute or the code, that money goes to the Centralized Infraction Bureau. If we had our own standing ticket where we could use, then they plead not guilty, you know, the money would come to the town of Montville. They plead not guilty, then we'd have to have a magistrate system set up there. And in talking with the state's attorney for New London County, if there is anything, you know, there's always an appeal process, and if they're not satisfied with the appeal, with, you know, the decision they get here in Montville, then they can appeal to Superior Court in Norwich.
Is that going to be in play?
I'm sorry?
Is it, when we enact this, is that now going to be in play? We're going to have our own ordinance? We're going to do...
Well, we'll have the ordinance. It's up to... I'm not sure who would be the governing body to set up the magistrate.
It would be the council.
Council.
So that's something that you're going
to... It's something to really think of, Chief.
Yeah.
I would think that would be...
I'd like to get the money back if we
could. I'd like to get the money back.
Yeah, I'd like to get that money.
Yeah.
Well, is there a lot of all-terrain vehicle violations?
There's actually quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We deal with it on a...
at the meeting, the chief told us that
three or four times a week.
The top committee.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them all the time driving on the roads. And it's
yeah. Route 82, Route 85.
We asked the same question.
Oh, I see that there, too. All right. Agnes, I think we need to put a date in here.
Yes.
Does it meet the timeline? Is our next town council meeting January 8th?
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks, help for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Before the next council meeting?
But why don't we put it on?
Well, we got to set a public hearing. So that's just to do it, then we'd vote after that. So I think we're safe to have the public hearing on January 8th. And if worse, we'll just have to redo it, you know, do it other than. So can we make that at, does council feel safe that a 6:30 public hearing on this? Or you think it may be a long, drawn out, 1 hour?
I think it's going to be dragged out, to be honest with you, until people understand what we're really trying to do, in my personal opinion.
So 6:30, they have a little consensus amongst everyone. 6:30 sound good?
Is it the 12th?
Our next town council meeting.
Yeah, it's the 12th.
12th?
Yeah, 12th.
All right, so I'll reread this for clarity here in a second. So January 12th at 6:30.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilor Novak.
Yep.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm very happy to see this go through, especially because these infractions can be given on playgrounds, parks, and any town property. We spend a lot of money in this town maintaining these facilities, and I'm glad this includes all that as well.
The Conservation Center has got a lot of damage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was brought out at the meeting, too.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I'm glad to see that this is all wrapped into one ordinance.
Even though we've already seconded, and I'm just going to read it for clarity, and then we'll vote after I read it. The town of Montville hereby resolves to consider and act on a motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance entitled All-Terrain Vehicle Ordinance on January 12, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall in the Town Council Chambers. I just reread that for clarity. We've already done that. And I guess we'll do a roll call, if that's okay.
Favor.
Favor.
Well, you almost forgot. Favor.
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 Favor. So, Mayor, if you could check with the town clerk, make sure all the particulars are ready for that ordinance public hearing on the 12th.
I think then after that, Chief, we'll talk to the town attorney about the second half of this.
Magistrate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like paying at the safety commission building or the fine? Would they pay at the...
I think it would be like a board, a hearing board, correct? And it would be made up, sometimes they make them up of us counselors too, and public people of the public and people probably of the police department.
Sure. That's then how the procedure would go.
All right. Item 16I, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Town of Montville and Local 1303-051 of Council Number 4 AFCME AFL-CIO, allowing per diem PSAP dispatchers to fill vacancies as approved and recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedure Committee.
And if I may, our meeting, at the top meeting, the chief gave us some very good information on this about the...
We need to have a second. First and then...
Go ahead, second, Jeff.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Councilor Jaskowitz?
The chief gave us some very good information at the top meeting about this issue. There was a lively discussion from all of us about this, and I thought he gave us some real good information on this.
So I don't have the MOU in front of me, and I apologize for that.
Would you like to have it? I can look at this one.
Sure.
It'll help you out a little bit.
Thank you, sir. So basically, the genesis of the proposal was when I first arrived here, there were still a couple of part-time dispatchers. When the bargaining unit negotiated their last contract, they removed part-timers from the language there. And you remember, they went from four dispatchers with a couple of part-timers to do eight dispatchers. Now there's two dispatchers on each shift. They thought they removed all the language of part-time dispatchers. There was some historical language that stayed in the CBA that they thought was gone, but it wasn't. Right. And that mentioned that part-time dispatchers have the right of first refusal on all holidays. In speaking with one, allowing me to go forward with the MOU, I spoke to the full-time dispatchers because there's been a couple of issues with sickness, family sickness, where our dispatchers have been out for extended periods of time. We've been having a lot of holdovers. You know, they work 12-hour shifts. We got to hold them for another 6 hours. So they're working 18-hour shifts on a regular basis. And they kind of agreed with a little bit of burnout that they'd agree to part-timers again. Came up with the MOU, sent it to the mayor, who sent it to the town attorney. You know, right now the only sticking point, which I believe has been removed, Mayor, was the right of first refusal for part-time dispatchers on holidays.
And
I explained it to TARP. The MOU states that the dispatchers, the part-time dispatchers or per diem dispatchers, are going to get whatever their rate of pay is, which is the lowest step full-time dispatchers pay. And if they work a holiday, they're going to be entitled to the same privileges or extra pay as our full-time dispatchers. So it really is not a huge cost-saving measure to the town. More so, it keeps our dispatchers, our full-time dispatchers, fresh and, you know, available to take time off when they need it.
Plus, it'll also help us get some more part-time. It's because of the rate of pay.
Because of the rate of pay, you know, coming in at step one full-time dispatcher rate.
Will it reduce some of the overtime?
No, because, you know, there's eight dispatchers. There's two on each shift. know, it's
Go ahead.
It's gonna reduce some overtime.
Some, yeah.
However, you know, the full timers are still gonna have the right of first refusal.
And hopefully, we'll be able to get part timers, get them in here, and they can move on. That they need to replace to become a full timer.
Yeah, I know the lieutenant's been to speaking with a couple of people that have worked here previously, that are interested in coming back.
Way down. The rate of pay was way down.
Yes.
All right. I think we've heard enough. We can probably do a. You might have any other questions?
Nope.
Right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 6-0 in favor. I need to go back and take care of something. I overlooked item 16H. And I need to do it. The town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the tax collector's office administrative fees as approved and recommended by the town administration rules and procedures.
So moved.
Got that one covered. Any discussion?
Yes, that was a great report that the tax collector gave us.
Absolutely.
They told us and explained to us.
Good job.
I really mean it. He did a great job for us.
I've asked the tax collector to be here tonight to answer any questions that any people might have. I just want to say this is another example of Dave Graves stepping up and searching for ways to improve what he's got going on, and he's done I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. David Greaves, tax collector for the town of Montville. Any questions at this time?
The reason that you wanted to have these increases, would you please do like you gave to us at that top meeting?
Not a problem. As I mentioned in my memo to TARP, the reason for these administration fees is the fact that with the cost of printing and envelopes and mailing, we're averaging anywhere between $15,000 to $16,000 a year in mailing. This is a direct cost for those taxpayers that pay their taxes on time. This is not going to penalize them any longer. It's going to penalize the people that feel that they can be delinquent and pay their taxes whenever they want. This is not going to go retroactive, so it's not going to be for those who are already delinquent. They're in essence going to be grandfathered in. It's going to be effective January 1st of 2026, of which we have our supplemental bills coming out for motor vehicle at the end of this month. So when they become delinquent on February 7th of 26, those motor vehicle tax bills will all be get hit with a $5 fee. That'll cover the town's cost to submit them to the DMV to be put on a hold, also reimburse the town for the time that it's going to take for us to take them off when they pay their accounts in full. This is also going to help us with the expense of filing UCC liens, and as well as going through the process with our tax sales going forward. Again, these are fees that we are incurring at the expense of people who are paying their taxes on time. The great example is back in October, myself and my assistant Dawn, we spent 2 weeks just filling out UCC liens with the state for all of 200 personal property pieces, and then we also sent out over 100 certified letters to delinquent real estates that are, depending on their situation come February 28th, may or may not be part of a tax sale later on in 2026.
Good job. Good job for us. It was a home run for the top committee, Mr. Chairman, believe me.
Well, thank you very much for explaining that. Sounds like a very good plan.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That's 6-0 in favor. I believe item J is next. Right, Councilor Southard, since I...
Yes.
He has a problem with the alphabet.
It happens.
You're good.
The town of Montville hereby resolves to consider and act on a motion to induce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance entitled, an ordinance regarding the conveyance of real property located at 20 Bridge Street. I'm just going to go ahead and say on January 12th at 6 p.m. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall and the Town Council Chambers.
6 or 6:30?
What was that, Mr.?
6 or 6:30.
It would be 6. We just did one for 6:30 a minute ago.
Okay.
So do I have a
second?
All right. Now we can discuss. Any discussion on that?
No.
So that's January
12th.
12th, 2026. It's hard to say that.
Could we do it on the 13th? On a Tuesday?
Why?
What's that?
Why would you want to do it on the...
I'm just offering it.
No, I think they're trying to keep it on the...
Council night?
Yeah, because they already have one, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one.
That's 6:30. Why
you were pointing
that? 6:30. We do have a town council meeting on the 12th, right?
Right. But mm-hmm. Well, you already got something going on at 6:30.
Right.
Right. And then we're going to have this one at 6.
Okay. It's up to you.
And I'm going backwards.
Just trying to make a suggestion.
Okay.
It was a good suggestion.
It is good, but is there... I just want to make sure there's no encumbrances. Somebody got the room?
On the 12th, no. Just town council.
All right. Any more discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. Item K, the town of Montville hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion and set the date for a public hearing on an ordinance entitled The Conveyance of Real Property Located at Gay Hill Road, Parcel 077-039-00. On January 12th at 5:45 p.m. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall and the Town Council Chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Does anyone agree with that time?
Yeah.
All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Jeff. Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. All right, before I get into the next one, we're going to make that for 5:30. I think that'll be my suggestion, and then we can discuss it at the end. The town of Montville hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for an ordinance titled An Ordinance Regarding the Conveyance of Real Property Located at Route 82, Parcel ID 058-027-000 on January 12th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall and the Town Council Chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 6-0 in favor. Will anybody have any difficulties making those times?
Public hearing, they only have you.
That's right. That's true.
Yep.
And you're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Item 16M is and taken off. Item 16N, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for DEEP Connecticut Recreational Trails Grant in the amount of $80,000 with $20,000 matching funds for the Uncasville Multi-Use Trail and Blue Way Feasibility Study. The match will be comprised of $15,000 from town funds, $5,000 from staff in-kind services. The total project is $100,000, The Connecticut Recreational Trails Grant Program provides funding to any private nonprofit organization, municipality, state departments, and tribal governments in support of trail projects, including planning, design and construction of new trails, motorized and non-motorized.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is a redo from last month where we needed a resolution, but it was done as a motion. So this is just to solidify as a resolution.
Can you explain to me the $5,000 in-kind service, staff in-kind services? Where does those funds come from?
Within their budget.
Okay.
Can
speak on that? Mm-hmm. So it goes by if a staff member is working on a project,
yep,
their hourly rate times the number of hours they worked on.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, I understand. Thank you.
All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That shows 6-0 in favor. Item 16-0, the town of Montville hereby resolves Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for Community Investment Fund Capital Grant Round 8 in the amount of $3,812,800 to fund the Camp Oakdale Complex improvements.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is also something that was redo from last month where we needed a resolution instead of a motion.
Yep.
I just got fun that we got to say Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. twice. It was just, okay. All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor
Perrin. Favor.
Councilor
Davis. Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. Item 16P, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the following addition to the town council rules and procedures. Rule 9A. Following items shall not be placed onto the town. Excuse me, I want to read this
council
over.
Agenda.
Yep, I got it. Let me start over again. The following items shall not be placed onto the council agenda without a recommendation from TARP and review and comment by the town attorney. Item 1, any increase in compensation benefits of work-related scope of employees such as job descriptions. Item 2, any change of employment duties or benefits that necessitates union bargaining. Item 3, any proposed memorandum of understanding with any union. Or item 4, any change in employment policies for one employee or a union that requires collective bargaining or would affect other persons or unions by setting precedent. Any such proposal shall be referred promptly to the chairperson to TARP. Still reading. Including the referral requirement are collective bargaining agreements negotiated by the Board of Education and agreements required to settle claims and litigations are to meet statutory bargaining time requirements as approved and recommended by the town administration rules of procedure.
This is an item, Mr. Chairman. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were
going to do a first and second.
Forgive me, I'm sorry.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
You said including excluded. He said it was, the way you read it was including, but it actually is excluded.
I apologize, that's a reading error, but as written on the...
Just wanted to clarify
please,
that.
Please annotate what is actually written in the document, and I apologize for saying included instead of excluded. Councilor Jaskiewicz, you had a statement to make.
Yeah, this is something that should have been done quite a while ago, Mr. Chairman, and I think it's a... TARP's behalf, we looked at this, really thought about it, and feel, and the mayor actually concurred with me on this one. We did have a conversation, and he said it's something that he agrees with.
All right. Any other comments? All right. Roll call, please.
Baker.
Favor.
Parent.
Favor.
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 Favor. 6-0 in favor. This time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right, remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start down at the end. Councilor Novak, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, just everybody have a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy New Year.
We'll be back.
To all of you.
No, January 12th, so we covered a whole bunch of them there,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you got them.
I'll be in Nevada.
I don't know where I'll be in 2 days. Councilor Baker?
Thank you for everyone coming tonight and staying with us for as long as it took here. We had a busy agenda, but we appreciate you staying and working with us. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, or Happy Holidays, whatever your preference is.
Councilor Garrett?
You know what? I'd just like to make a little comment. You know, Dennis, you're doing a fantastic job. And the other departments that gave the reports tonight, I'm so happy to see you here giving you reports and filling us in so we can tell the public when they do ask us questions, too. On the housing bill, I wasn't a big fan of all of it. I'll make it known. I think our politicians overstep quite often, especially the ones that are representing our town. Especially the accountability bill. That's another one that did. I think that was overstepped too. But we have to, in the next year, councilors, we got to keep an eye on what these legislatures do, what they put the bills in that affect us, because they slipped in so much right now that could cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars. Senator Austin is known for slipping bills in at the last moment. So we have to, as a council, you know, we can't rely on our legislatures or our Southeast End delegation. I mean, I'm not down them or anything. I'm just telling you the truth. We can't. We have to do our own homework, or we have to look. Can't even look at CCM for all this stuff. Some of these bills that they're putting in is shameful. They're putting them in for other people that have plenty of money, and our taxpayers who are just trying to make a living, I have to put the bill on. For someone that I'm looking at this now, and I've said my piece before, and I'm going to say it again. Just because they're from our party or whatever it is, they're supposed to work for all the people, not for the multi-billionaires and stuff like that. So, you know, these bills that I keep seeing come out of Hartford, I'm not a fan of. You know, I'll say it right now. I think they hurt the small people, you know. That said, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you very much for all coming out tonight.
What's your judgment?
I want to follow up on that with Billy. You know, maybe we should look at a lobbyist. I know it may sound crazy for us, but with some of these bills been coming out, like with the tribe and all that, where we can't tax the property and all that stuff, that hurts after a while. Thank you for coming out. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And good health to everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out and hanging in there tonight. I agree with the lobbyist idea. And happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year.
Mayor?
Just want to wish everybody also a happy holiday coming up with a happy New Year. And remember, during the holidays, the essential employees that are out there, fire, police, WPCA, you know, while we're off and enjoying our holidays, they're working, and in many cases placing their life at risk for our safety. And I just want to thank them all for everything they do. Also want to comment on what the Commissioner Baker, Councilman Baker reported on. We learned from the public safety meeting the letters of positive correspondence that we received on the police department. You know, what we see to be simple acts of deploying a stop stick, it's a complicated matter, and it takes a lot of skill, and to have it work is kind of comforting on my part to be able to see it happen. The compassion that they've shown where in a time of stress, and showing compassion, and just a simple act of saving a cat, you know, it means a lot to me, and we does not go unnoticed. Thank you.
All right. So I'd like to say everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But I do want to say, you know, thanks to our the town employees that made this happen with all the good stuff. We have some new administrative heads. We got some new people in new positions. And I've seen a huge change just in the past year and a half of the level of work that we're getting done, getting things moving, you know, SIF grants, getting roads paved, getting buildings up, getting things done. And all that takes time, but it really takes a lot of hard work from our town staff. And I just want to say thank you for an incredible year getting all this stuff going and moving and all the bureaucratic red tape. And it's showing. We've got a lot of things done, and we're going to a lot of things are going to get done in the next year or two. So I just want to say thank you for all the hard work. Thanks for the town council. We did a lot of work tonight.
I said yes.
Don't forget Agnes.
Well, I'm going to get there.
Thank
you, Agnes, for all your hard work. And I mean, you don't realize putting this agenda together, yeah, it's a lot of work. And I just want to say Agnes is helping me out. If I could just get the mayor to get it done quicker, then I think we would be.
Wow.
I get it.
Glad to do that. But Merry Christmas, everyone. Take care and meet again.
Welcome to agenda.
Second.
We're gonna have long ones. You're gonna have short ones. What are you gonna do?
No, that was Billy and you.
Who's Agnes?
All the time.
No. Huh? Who's Agnes?
Joe was the only one trying to get us out of there. He was like, just go right into the discussion without a second or whatever.